Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday.
Hump day.
Man. Or Tuesday, if you ask Oren what day it is. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, man, I'm doing good, Andy Barker, man. We're closer and closer to Saturday. The Hawks back in action tonight. I'm doing good, man. I couldn't be better. I mean, woke up this morning, just beautiful family, beautiful morning.
Yeah.
What the hell have y'all done to damn John Frickin?
Don't blame me, man.
What have y'all done to my man?
There's just as much chance as I could have done it as you, because he's still working from home. I haven't seen him.
What y'all have done to Frickin, man? Because I ain't. And Oren, I blame Oren and Hugh. Too, because they egg it on, especially Oren with the music, and he with his. I'll leave Freaky alone because Freaky is in his super super freaky feelings.
He is,
and it's so funny to me, man, because it is like, what the hell are you like? The way Freaky talks about this Freddie Freeman situation, right? If it doesn't go his way, like he finna go over to the battery and start beating folks up. That's the impression that I'm getting from my main man, John Frickin.
He's going to be over there stomping people out.
That Frickin's going to fight.
He's going to bring in the lawnmowing shoes over there, and he's going to be stomping people with the battery out.
If Freddie Freeman is not re-signed by the Braves, I think Frickin's going to fight somebody. Yep. So if you walking around, you know, up there in Ackworth or wherever Frickin live at, and Freddie don't sign, make sure you don't go around here with no Braves gear, because he just might punch you. Remember how Bernie Mac was smacking folk kicked off the train? That's going to be freaking smacking folk with Braves hats on, man.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Doesn't matter who you are.
If you might be loosely affiliated with the Atlanta Braves, John Fricky's coming for you.
He's coming for you. Frick going to be walking through Trader Joe's, getting some wine for him and the neighbor this weekend, and it don't go his way. You better not walk around here with no Braves hat.
He's going to open the bottle of wine in the store
Fricky
and drink
just
it right there.
Smack you.
Now, I'll say this. I don't think Fricky's alone. I don't think Fricky's alone in terms of that stress factor right now going on with Freddie Freeman. And the reason there's so much conversation about that today on a Wednesday in the middle of the offseason where the SEC championship game is 3 days away and we're in the middle of football season and all that is because if Major League Baseball and the Players Union don't come to an agreement by midnight tonight, then there's a work stoppage. And then all the negotiation free agent-wise comes to a stop for an unknown period of time. which would be frustrating. I mean, I'll be honest about it. You asked a great question in our pre-show call, Randy, but why are we even here in the first place? Like, why, not with baseball, but with Freddie? Like, why is it December 1st and we're still wondering whether or not Freddie Freeman's going to sign with the Braves? I think that's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. I wish I did. There is a sticking point. The report is that it's the guaranteed sixth year on the contract. Okay. I mean, I'll say the same thing that I've said throughout the entire process. Figure it out. The sixth year for Freddie Freeman seems like something that you should be able to do. But again, like whatever the sticking point is, it seems to still be there. Who knows? Maybe today by the end of business, they'll have a deal with Freddie Freeman, hopefully. And we can go on into this dark period in baseball, however long it lasts, knowing that Freddie's going to be back. If not, like you can do the Fricky thing and let all these days eat away at you. But there's nothing that's going to change. If nothing changes by midnight tonight, nothing's going to change for a while.
Sit back and chill.
Right?
Yeah, sit back and chill, man. But if you're
capable of chilling.
No. But, I mean, it's funny because I still think it's going to get done. And like you said, the sixth gear guaranteed. And I always listen to Mr. Heyman because he's always tapped into everything. Talking about 6 years, 180. That seems pretty reasonable.
It seems like it to me.
To me, because what I said yesterday, I said Freddie Freeman, if I'm him, I want to be the highest paid first baseman in baseball because he is one of the best baseball, not position, baseball players in either league, in any position. So, yeah.
Whatever argument that they had to try to not meet his demands, whatever, like last offseason or midway through this season or whatever, like Freddie Freeman has just continued to bolster his resume and make his argument, his negotiating, his leverage stronger. Freddie is the MVP 2 years ago. Last year, he finished top six in MVP voting for the third time in his career. They won the World Series. Like Freddie's a Silver Slugger Award winner 3 years in a row. Like all the things that you would want going into a negotiation, Freddie Freeman has them. Again, I don't know what you would have been waiting for. I don't know if they were, you know, banking on a step backwards or something like that. I really have no idea. Freddie hasn't done anything for him to take a step backwards in terms of what he's asking for in the negotiation. So again, you know, maybe they're waiting for today. Hopefully, here's the one thing I'll say, because sort of the theme of our opening segment today was try to avoid the chaos. And the Braves can avoid the chaos of whatever is coming tonight with Major League Baseball and then us sort of trying to figure out what happens with Freddie and when baseball figures out their negotiation and all that. Avoid the chaos of getting got by fake Twitter accounts as well.
Oh, my God. That's what I'm saying.
They're going to be out there trying to get you
today.
All
the baseball writers are going to be there. Just click.
Ken Rosenthal. Only one N in Ken. Not K-E-N-N Rosenthal, just K-E-N.
Just click on his profile.
Click on the profile, see how many followers he's got.
Before y'all, because this happens a lot to us on this radio, on our station, they send it to us.
Uh-huh.
What you think about this? What you think about it, dog? It's fake.
I think it's a fake Twitter account.
I think it's a fake account, man.
And that's how I always respond. But I mean, I think that's a fake account.
But the thing is about what I never try to get frustrated about in sports is the business aspect of it, because it's cold. And if you've never been in it, you don't understand how it can be to a point where you like give them the middle finger and go ahead along. I go somewhere else. It's like that. It, no matter how popular a player is, nobody's ever went through a negotiation because they'll always try to find a reason not to give it to you. Always, no matter who the player is.
That's their job.
No matter who the player is, it's always something when it comes to negotiating a contract, especially a contract of the magnitude that Freddie's going
to
get.
That's their job. It's to try to give you the smallest amount that you'll take. And Freddie's job is to try to get the most amount that they'll give you.
Yep.
That's how negotiations work.
That's just what it is, man. But, I don't want Freddie to go no damn where. Well, I'd be like, freaky mad. No, I won't be freaky mad. But I'd be like, oh, well, damn.
I'd be pretty mad.
I ain't going to be, like, pretty mad.
Mad, like mad, sad.
I think I'd be more sad than I'd be mad.
Yeah, like, there'd be a mixture of feelings.
Yeah, but I ain't going to be over there MF and Liberty
Media. I'm not going to go to the battery and try to fight anybody.
You know what I mean?
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
But, you know, that wouldn't be like my favorite segment.
But I still don't think he's leaving.
I don't either.
I still don't think he's leaving.
I don't either. I think Freddie's going to re-sign with the Braves, and hopefully it happens today. Avoid the chaos, Braves. Sign Freddie. You know who's been great at avoiding the chaos all college football season? No one except for Georgia. There's only been one team that's been able to avoid all of the chaos of this crazy season, and it's Georgia. They're exactly where you wanted them to be. They're 12-0. They're in the SEC championship game. We'll get deeper into some of the questions that we have regarding that game between Georgia and Alabama at 12:20 today. The three biggest questions you and I both have 3 days away from the game. But last night was another example of it. I mean, last week, Ohio State had done what they did to Michigan State, and so many were saying, okay, there's that other team. There's that team that sort of arrived as the real challenger to Georgia, who's clearly number one. Well, then they go out and lose to Michigan, and now Michigan's number two. We've got a different number two in the college football rankings every ranking for the last month.
Have we?
Yeah. We got Michigan. Last was Ohio State. Before that, it was Alabama. So Georgia's just been kind of hanging out there at number one, though. Kind of waiting to see, because none of that really matters. As long as Georgia gets to the SEC championship game, whether it was Alabama or whoever it was going to be, it's kind of always going to be Alabama, but there was some chaos there with them. Georgia's just kind of been sitting there, avoiding the chaos, waiting for this Saturday, exactly what you would want them to be doing.
It's important this weekend, man. And like you said, it's so many storylines to go into. We know the first one's definitely the coaching matchup and everything like that. And Nick has lost to an assistant, lost to Jimbo.
Lost to Jimbo this year.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's so many storylines to it. Georgia's coming in, best team in the country pretty much all season long. Bama still has the most talent that Georgia will face, just because I'm looking at the stats. They got them dudes over there. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, for some whatever reason, and Nick said it perfect, they get everybody's best game. They get everybody's best game because everybody wants to beat the big bad Alabama. And you see that sometimes. Auburn got at them last weekend. They got them after them in a way you don't usually see teams get after Nick, and that's up front.
Yeah, that's always an interesting statement for me, because do you feel like Georgia isn't getting everyone's best game?
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, but it's different. It's not saying that Georgia doesn't get everybody's best game, but it's a psyche and a mindset and an athlete when you play certain teams. It just is that way. And you played Auburn in the Iron Bowl down there, Jordan Hare and all those things.
The rivalry and all that,
so you could add the extra juice to that and everything. But yeah, Kentucky gave them the best game, and I'm sure about that. Mm-hmm. But yet, Georgia just withstood all that. Mm-hmm. This is a different animal right here, because they have a guy that's playing. He's a freshman, Andy, but he is legit. And I'm talking about that Bryce Young. And he's one of those players, and he's in that mode of Heisman moment type thing, that if you don't get after him, he'll tear your ass apart. This dude got 40 touchdowns.
Yeah.
40 touchdowns, 40. He got two 1,000-yard receivers. I don't know what's going to happen with the running back. They got a defensive player, Andy, that has a possibility of being the number one overall pick in the draft. That's how good he is. They got two linebackers. When I came into the season, I thought they were going to be both All-Americans. They've been up and down, but they have that capability and all those things. But yet, this Georgia team don't have, especially offensively, nobody 1,000 yards. They don't have this. But collectively, they do what they're supposed to do, and they don't beat themselves. Can Georgia continue that same role, going against competition with players that are just as good as they?
That's the question. Because
Alabama got players just as good as Georgia, though. And that's the only team outside of Clemson that I can say that about.
Exactly. Since the Clemson game, there has not been a roster as talented as what Georgia is going to face on Saturday. Conversely for Alabama, they haven't faced a roster as talented as Georgia's. And that's why.
That's true.
I just have to want, like you said at the start of the show, like we're 3 days away from Saturday. How excited are you for Saturday afternoon at 4?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I can't even imagine.
The thing about it is I'm excited. It's going to be a long day. Not a long, fun day. Again, we'll be down at Hudson Grill down in Midtown, college football game time. Me, Chuckery, and Chris Goforth getting you ready and everything. And I'm going to sprint back to the car and get back up here before kickoff. So you better watch out on 85 North. Yeah, man, I'm so excited. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick the show off here on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get early bird savings now. Get over $3,000 in cash initiatives on heating and cooling systems from Reliable Heating and Air.
I mean, the quarterback ability to get them the ball. I mean, they're really elite wideouts, but what puts them over the top is the distributor. You know, he is an incredible athlete, player, decision maker. What he doesn't get enough credit for is when the play breaks down, his skill set to deliver the ball, make people miss, and he sets up rushers. He's like a point guard. He's like an elite point guard that can distribute the ball. And when he's dribbling down the court, he's got the ability to throw it over there, and then he can make you miss. And he almost baits rushers. You know, he sits back there and is very patient, keeps his eyes downfield, great composure. But he makes those guys even better, because where there might be another guy like that somewhere, they might not have the distributor to get them the ball.
Yeah, that's Kirby Smart talking about Bryce Young, and that's all spot on. That's really good analysis of what he does at the quarterback position for Alabama. It's interesting because he does not run the ball very much. He could. I mean, he's fast and
elusive.
I've seen
him run the ball. He looks good doing it.
He can yeah. do it. But he does that thing almost like what Russell Wilson does sometimes, where it's you kind of you run and you're elusive, but you're really conscious of where the line of scrimmage is,
right?
And you don't go past it. You sort of move around in the backfield. You keep the play alive. You're running sideline to sideline, and then you find your guy, because Jameson Williams and John Metchie are going to come open eventually, or someone else. Like, you're going to find somebody else to get the ball to. I'm very interested. I know we'll get into more of our questions regarding this football game at 12:20. I'm very interested to see if Bryce Young is more of a runner beyond the line of scrimmage in this game than he has been another guy.
I think he will be.
I think he probably will be too.
Yeah, I think he will be more of a runner in this game and stuff like that. And one thing we know, there's stuff that Kirby ain't put out there for Bama, and there's stuff Nick ain't put out there for us. You know, there's certain looks and reads and all those different things, and we still don't know what's going to happen with Robinson, their best runner, for Saturday or whatever, because he has some kind of lower leg injury or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, this game is going to be so good because of all the talent that's going to be on the field. And, I mean, as much as we get a talented – I mean, Alabama is just as talented. I mean, in certain spots. In certain spots, they're better than Georgia. And that's been very rare that Georgia's played teams with better players at certain spots. But they do have that. And so, the overall feeling is, I think people look at it as Nick Saban's, you know, him being complimentary. He's always complimentary. Him looking like he's trying to brace the fan base of Alabama or whatever. I don't buy that. I don't buy it. He's coming there. They coming there to kick George's ass, and they got the players to be able to do that. And they just call it what it is. They got the players. Now, do I think they'll do it? No, I don't. I think Georgia will win this game. But, I mean, this is – we talked about it yesterday. It ain't about the Jimmys and the Joes. It's Georgia's psyche versus Alabama. It's can we beat this. It's can – it's when we get a lead, can we hold the lead?
Yeah.
It's when we get a lead, we're not going to just sit there and just run that same damn belly play up the middle three straight times or run it two times, be 3rd and 7, then try and let him throw the football. It's staying aggressive the whole time. It's an aggressive mindset when you play against teams like Alabama. You got to keep attacking. Because the one thing Bama's going to do, and you had a great stat in the pre-show call about how many double-digit things they lost, they're going to be in the game. They're not going to let you just ramrod. You got to go take wins from Bama.
Yeah.
You know, when Clemson's at their height, you got to go take wins from them. You know, because they're going to keep coming. They're too good and too prideful not to, like, sit back and, like, y'all ain't finna be down 14 to Georgia. Well, Bryce going to sit down.
Right. That's obviously not going
to
happen.
No.
I do wonder, like, obviously there's a lot of different factors in that. Alabama's lost 2 games in the last 8 years by double digits, and that's it. The big national championship loss to Clemson, and then I think it was an Iron Bowl a couple years ago. But like they don't get blown out. They stay in games. They win most of the games. Also, that's why they haven't lost many games by double digits. They haven't lost many games. So when you only have a couple games to choose from that you've actually lost, not many of them are going to be by double digits when you're as good as Alabama has been. I do wonder what all goes into that part of. You just know you're going to get a tough game from them. A, because they're just damn good, okay?
Yeah.
They're ridiculously talented roster. You know that.
Very well coached.
Nick Saban is an incredibly good coach. So if he sees something, okay, that's kind of something that we can't handle, how can we try to take that away? Or maybe we can use more clocks or their offense. Whatever it is, like Nick Saban is going to be so smart at adjusting what they're doing in the moment to make sure that the game does not get away from them too quickly. But then also, I think you're right. I think there is just sort of a maybe not professional, but whatever, just like a pride of being a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide football team and knowing what that stands for. Like, you don't get blown out in the SEC championship game. You win the SEC championship game.
Right.
And I'm with you. I think Georgia will win this football game. But I've seen some folks out there, and maybe it's because, you know, people want to make a splash with their prediction or something like that. I don't buy a lopsided win for either one of these
teams. I don't either.
I just think it's going to be a really, really close, well-fought football game on Saturday because the teams are just too good for it to be otherwise.
And I'm with you right there, Bunk. It's going to be fun when you get to see talent like that all on one field going against each other trying to win a trophy. I mean, and I know you love you some trophies, brother. But, I mean, that is going to be the fun matchup about this weekend. And, yeah, we got 3 days until that matchup and everything, and they're still going to be going through adjustments and this, and trying to see who's healthy and all those different things. And, you know, it's just going to be a clash of two titans, man. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. And, you know, at 4 o'clock, you know, whenever the ball kicks, usually, say 4 o'clock, you kick off at 4:20.
4:17
or something like that. That gave me plenty of time to get
you
downtown.
Who's singing the national anthem? That's how we make the prediction.
I hope they like, Gladys or somebody.
Well, then it's going to be 4:30 then at that point. I like a long national anthem. If you're good at it, lean into it. You know what I mean?
I ain't mad at you because I know I lean into it.
If I could sing the national anthem.
I lean into everything, and I talk singing. If I could sing like them.
Ad-lib a little bit?
I talk singing. Isaiah, come down here and get up them shoes. I mean, that's how I would talk all day. Baby, can I have some more cornbread? Like, I would Sean, I need to take off a couple days.
Everything
will be sound.
Your hottest takes would be
everything
in musical harmony.
Yes, everything.
That'd be great. I would love that.
Yes.
This is also one of those games that years from now you may look back on and be like, damn, the amount of NFL football players that played in this game on Saturday. Well, this guy went on to be one of the best players in Bills history, and this guy went on to be the, you know what I mean? Like, there's 40 guys that are going to be in this game on Saturday afternoon that are going to have NFL careers. Yeah. Here's Nick Saban talking about Georgia's defense.
Play a good system. They have a good scheme. They're well coached, and they have really good players. And they play hard. I mean, they play with, you know, a lot of toughness. They're fast reactors. They're very instinctive. So, you know, they got a combination of a good scheme and really good, well coached, and a lot of good players who make a lot of plays by playing, you know, sort of team defense. You know, they don't mess up a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Georgia's defense doesn't mess up a lot. You can go back. I remember, you know, we analyzed games after the fact, whether it's the Georgia Tech game where there was that one play where they let the guy get behind him, a couple plays against South Carolina, a play here or there against Kentucky. You know what I mean? Like, there's like 8 plays that you can isolate in the second half of the season and be like, yeah, those are the mistakes that Georgia's defense made.
Yeah.
Because when they do it, you know, just like any team,
it's obvious. It's obvious. Obvious when Georgia makes a mistake,
and you get hit for a big play or something like that. But
or in some of their cases, a missed big play,
right? Or
like
a missed
teams missed the
against
throw
Tennessee,
or something
there
like
was
that.
A handful of those where it's like, oh man. And that's the thing for me too. Like we spent so much time talking about that Tennessee offense and the tempo and the explosiveness and all of that, and they came out and looked really good at the beginning, and then Georgia figured it out and neutralized him. The difference here is Bryce Young's not going to miss those throws that Hendon Hooker missed.
No, he's not.
And they've got two wide receivers in Jameson Williams and John Mechie that are better than any of the wide receivers that Tennessee has.
Yes.
So that's the biggest difference. Like, Georgia's seen things or offenses or players or whatever kind of like this, but nothing quite like this that they're going to see on Saturday afternoon.
No, I mean, and they got that. I like Billingsley at the tight end position. Latu's a very good tight end. They got two good players. The thing with Billingsley is he in the doghouse or not? Because that young boy got
never know.
He's got so much damn talent, man. Dude, he's such a good player, man, but just don't know when he's in the doghouse. I mean, they got players galore over there. Now, the problem is their offensive line. It's not as good as it once was, especially on that right side. So, I mean, we're going to see. It's going to be, and for the most part, I still believe this deep in my heart, the football games are won in the trenches. Who wins it?
Mm-hmm.
Who wins it? Because they got some good defensive line. I know we talk about Will Anderson, but they got a couple other dudes over there that could put pressure on opposing teams' offenses and everything. But, I mean, this is just one of those situations where, you know, Alabama needs this game to keep their national championships on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that chaos and all that other thing. Alabama lose, they out. They out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama lose, their out.
Most likely.
Most likely they're going to be out. So, and they know that.
Yeah.
And Nick knows that.
They're obviously approaching it that way.
Yes. And so how do you face a never seen desperate underdog Alabama team coached by Nick Saban?
Underdog Alabama team.
Yeah.
That is a sentence that does not get said very often.
Yes.
Here's Gary Barta, College Football Playoff Selection Committee, talking about, coaches may or maybe not being there as a part of their selection process.
Well, you make a good point, Reese, that committee obviously was aware of all the coaching changes while we were going through the rankings. This week, it didn't apply because the games had occurred and we evaluated based on those games. Once the championship games wrap up, to your point, our protocol does include the ability for the committee to consider a player or a coach not being available, and should that have an effect on the outcome of a game, that can be considered. At this point, we'll have to wait and see how that factors in, but it is one of the criteria that's now added to strength of schedule, to head-on-head competition and winning championships, et cetera.
So, you know, say if your coach took a job at another school and you have an opportunity to make the college football playoff and it's between you and a school whose coach didn't leave, that other school might get the nod. Looking at you, Notre Dame, that's wild. And you know what? I think that's unfair.
It is.
I get it, but I think that's totally unfair to those kids.
And it's hard for me to feel sorry for Notre Dame and everything, because I will never – but, I mean, that is unfair if they have an opportunity, if everything goes the way they need it to go for them to get in and the committee takes the hold that their coach left. That would be kind of jacked up.
That would suck.
That would kind of be jacked up.
But, you know, everybody else in front of them, Michigan, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, just do your jobs, and we don't have to worry about Notre Dame. Because let's be honest, Brian Kelly or no, nobody wants to see Notre Dame in the college football playoff again. Well, Georgia fans might, because they would be the fourth team, and you'd roll them by 30 and then go to the national championship game. No one needs to see Notre Dame in there again. Let them get their new coach before they can have that conversation. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a big deal, small deal, no deal with Wendy. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll start looking ahead to some of the games this weekend. Falcons and Bucks.
Yeah, man.
Brady in town. Gronk with a chance to, is it break? Yeah, break a pretty impressive record, tight end record this weekend. Michael Lombardi going to join us at 11:20 as well, our Odyssey NFL insider. You know one thing I want to ask Michael Lombardi about from a GM perspective, Randy, because he was one in the NFL for a while.
Okay.
When you're negotiating contracts with a head coach, because there's no salary cap, like they pay him whatever you want.
Right.
I just have to wonder how some of these top-tier NFL head coaches are looking at what's happening in college football this week.
That'd be a
like,
great
wait
question.
A minute, $9.5 million for that guy?
Yeah,
I think I deserve that much money. Next time I'm up for a contract, I might have to ask for that much money.
That's a great point, man. Because I mean, you look at these contracts, and it's going to go up after this year. If you look at Nick, Kirby, and maybe Dabo, get
right?
Because they're not going to be the fourth highest paid coach in college football.
Nope.
excuse me.
Yeah. Have you seen our trophy case?
Yeah.
Have you seen his?
No. No, yeah, it don't work. I'm laughing at this right here. I just saw this from Real to Harmless. It's a Mexican restaurant in Norman. It said that Lincoln Riley no longer deserves their our Carnitas. Is that how you say it? Carnitas.
Carnitas.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I'm just thinking to myself, do y'all know where he's going?
Yeah, he's going to be able to get some decent carnitas in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a definite yeah that he's going to get.
I think he'll be okay. He'll certainly be able to afford them as well.
Yeah,
like, are they named? Are like the Lincoln Riley Carnitas? Like, are they?
I hope they didn't name it after him, man.
Well, if they did, they got to take that name off.
Yeah,
there.
Dog.
Or
yeah,
you could leave it.
I wouldn't leave it, man.
He won some football games there.
You know how people get upset about seeing stuff, man.
Yeah, that's always tough.
You know, like whoever bought Lincoln Riley house, I hope nobody ain't do nothing to it. We know how fans get their promotions.
Let's buy it and burn it down.
You know what I mean? Getting your promotions and you be like doing irrational stuff.
Yeah, man, I think there's a little bit of a leap between burning a jersey
and burning a house.
Yeah. By the way, the people that bought it were USC.
I know, but still.
USC bought it.
Well, you know what USC can't do? They can't move the house to California.
No, they can't. They're going to flip that thing right around.
Yeah.
Flip it right around and try to make some money off that. And who knows? Maybe that'll fund some extra, like, cones for soccer practice or something like that for the athletic department.
Wendy, go ahead.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I got the booster shot last night, and I got brain fog.
I'm like, what the hell? The cones for the soccer
team. Yeah, they're going to sell his house to raise money for the athletic department. They'll get some extra – what's that headgear that the water polo people wear?
Mm-hmm.
They'll get some new ones of those.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get to the big guns.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal. Brian
it's all
Gilmore
about fundraising.
On Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead or Alpharetta. Online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. No Brian Gebhardt. Well, he's with us, kind of, but he's not with us physically. He's at home. So Wendy's going to do his segments today again. Hey, Wendy.
What's going on, guys? Let's start with this one. After being so bad with the Braves just a couple of years ago, big deal, small deal, no deal, the Blue Jays signing right-handed pitcher Kevin Gausman on a 5-year, $110 million deal.
I'll keep it short. It's a big deal. Good for Kevin. Good for him to be able to pitch well and get that kind of loot, man.
Yeah, the contract is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think it's also... You know, good for Kevin.
That's all I'm going to say. Good for Kevin.
I don't know that it's a great deal for the Blue Jays. Yep. It's a lot of money to give a guy who's had a good season. But he did have a really good season last year for San Francisco, no doubt about it. He's only 30, so he'll be 31 when the season starts. So he's not that old.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, this is a guy who the Braves cut a couple years ago. And he found it, I guess.
Yep.
But
good for him.
Good for him. $100 million plus coming his way. Again, good luck, Blue Jays. We'll see how that one works out 3-4 years from now.
I'm curious what you guys think about this. So RG3 writing a book called Surviving Washington, where he said he wants to, quote, take this journey with me as I walk you through one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of sports, quote, promising to explain what happened during the 2012 NFC wildcard game against the Seattle Seahawks. Also accuses Washington of medical mismanagement, claims to have additional details about the sexual harassment allegations that rocked the organization. You guys remember that. Now, it's coming out August 9th, 2022. You can already pre-order the book, but big deal, small deal, no deal.
Oh, this is a big damn deal because the NFL ain't go release them emails. So go ahead, Robert. They can't halt your book. And so I think it's a big deal. Now, the whole thing with the whole mismanagement about, you know, everything in there, he was in some of that because he was rushing back himself. But at the same time, they shouldn't have put him out there in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, that was the biggest thing. But, yeah, this is a big deal. I ain't going to act like I'm going to sit up here and read it. It's going to be on the coffee table like all the other books I buy.
I'll read the excerpts. Yeah. You know, they'll take, like, the real interesting stuff and post it on those websites mm-hmm. to do that kind of stuff. And I'll read that and see what he has to say.
I got a coffee table full of books. We call it the coffee table. We call it the book coffee table.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, man, because it's sitting right there. All my boys' books, Spike's book and Ben and my brother's book, all the books right there.
You haven't read any of them.
I'll flip through them.
That means you haven't read any of them.
Yeah, I'll flip through them. Yeah. It's all about support.
You got the gist.
Yeah.
And you got the book. And it's yep. and plus, you know, you look smart. You got a yep. bunch of books hanging around on yep. your coffee table.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a big deal, especially if he reveals some, you know, some of the salacious details like he's going to.
Oh, he's going to.
It'll be interesting to see what all he has. But yeah, it's I'm a little bit of two minds about Robert Griffin III, though, a little bit, though. Like, this is interesting information, and I can't wait to see what it says. I also find him as an analyst, like, a little irritating.
He is sometimes.
I don't know why, how to put my finger on it. There's just something about him that I'm kind of like, all right, that's enough RG3 for the week. But yeah, that's a big deal. And if he's, you know, he's telling secrets that they don't want told, obviously that's the whole point of it. Try to sell some books and make some money, I guess.
Well, he's technically fundraising for his book that's not written because it doesn't come out until August of next year. So it's either not written or we're just trying to gauge everybody's
yeah,
interest
man.
In it.
People going on those book tours. That's what got Scottie Pippen.
That's what got Scottie Pippen catching L's.
Yeah, man.
Catching L's all fall.
All fall long. He put both L's in fall this year, Scottie Pippen did. You know what else I could go without?
What's that?
For the rest of my life?
What's that?
Any more information about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett?
Oh, my God.
I know that has nothing to do with any of this.
There's a petition right now to stop that.
I'm just tired of them, man.
Can we just stop like, with the information?
Like, why do y'all have to feel like y'all already relevant? Y'all A-listers, y'all got buku bucks
you're
and everything.
You're Will Smith.
And you're Will Smith.
One of the most like, famous people ever.
I'm so over them, man.
Stop like, telling me stop.
Jada becoming unfine to me.
He's going to close my ears to all of it.
It was the vomit story for me. I was like, dude.
I don't even know what it was for me. Just stop telling
everything
me about it,
don't need
Will.
To be told on the table.
We don't need to know.
What's that show called?
Red Table.
Is that called the Red Table?
Too much telling.
Well, it's just people interviewing them. Will Smith's had a lot of like media stuff going on because of all of his movie coming out and all of that stuff. It's just, yeah, it's a lot. I'm with you, Andy. I feel that. After starting the season 1-3 on October 27th, Phoenix Suns now won 17 straight games after beating the Warriors last night. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
It's a deal, man. It's still early, and I know that because it was the prime matchup, and Steph didn't play well, and Devin Booker was out with a hammy. Chris Paul was great and everything. I'm not banking on Phoenix until Chris Paul is healthy in the playoffs, and I'm talking about in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that's where I'm at.
They're 18-3. It's December 1st, so there's a lot of season to be written. But it's a big damn deal, man. Like teams don't go undefeated for a whole month. They're 7th. I think the last team to do it was the Hawks in January of 15 or whatever that year was, where they had 60 wins. So to do something like that historic is pretty remarkable. But yeah, I mean, am I sitting here today saying I think the Suns are the championship favorite? No.
No.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
But that's amazing, though. I mean, they were 1-3, and now they're 18-3.
Yeah, good for them, man. I'm with you on Will and them. Like, bruh.
Enough.
You give it enough. I mean, whatever that word that she used when she was messing around on them, I still don't understand that. And I don't even know how to spell it to look it up in the damn dictionary.
I don't even know what word you're talking about.
I'm glad about that. Let it go, man.
Stop telling me stuff.
Damn.
You're so
she overpocked, man. Let it go, Will.
Exactly.
She overpocked. Just because she's reading his poetry at night don't mean she still want him.
Or go to therapy. Just stop telling interviewers about
this
stuff.
Hey, that's the best thing because they look at that show as therapy. No, y'all gonna sit y'all ass on the black couch.
Go to a professional, okay, and don't record it. And don't tell me about it. Oh. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.